All right. Let's begin the member meeting. So, welcome everyone to the member meeting. It's really good to see you. One of the things that I promised at the last member meeting that we would talk about tonight is the difference between the board of directors, the member board of trustees, and also talk about the subcommittees. At the last meeting, we were really introducing people who were on the ballot to be nominated to the member board of trustees. And as we were going through the process of letting Ken and Teddy introduce themselves, and then I introduced Miley, who wasn't here, as we were going through that process, people were asking questions, you know, well, what is the board of directors? What is the member board of trustees? What's the difference? What are the subcommittees? And so I said, you know what? Next member meeting, I'll address all that. And so that's what I want to do, and that's what we're going to do. But before I do that, I just want to share a couple other things with you. One thing Lynn shared this morning, so this probably isn't the first time you're hearing it, but it's new, and so I want to share it again. It's always helpful. I learned this when I was in corporate America. You can't just communicate something once and assume everybody heard. You really need to over-communicate until you feel like you've said it so many times people are sick of you, and then still somebody hasn't heard. So this is my over-communication process, or at least part of it. There'll be more over-communication. But there's a new item on the Awakening Together menu. If you go to the Awakening Together website, you're going to find a new item, and that item is called Classes. We have started offering classes to anybody who wants to take them. Now, of course, we've always had classes as a part of the Minister Preparation Program, but a lot of people have expressed interest in taking classes without being enrolled in the Minister Preparation Program. So we're starting to offer classes for people who just want to take classes. The first class that's coming up actually starts on August 7th, which is probably this coming Thursday. So if you're really interested in this class, the best way to register would be to register by Wednesday, August 6th. And it's a Tao Te Ching class. It's going to be a four-week class studying the Tao Te Ching, and I am the class facilitator. The way the Tao Te Ching class works is that if you register between now and Thursday, what I will do is I will send you a workbook as well as a link to access the Tao Te Ching online for free. And for each day, 7 days a week during these 4 weeks, you're going to be asked to read and contemplate certain parts of the Tao Te Ching. And you will read it and you will contemplate and write down whatever comes to you while you're contemplating. If you need assistance in contemplation, there are some audios I've made which kind of ask different questions and have different pointers in them to help you, and you'll have access to all of those audios. Then the class will get together every Wednesday. The very first class is on Wednesday, August 13th, so your daily self-study contemplation begins on August 7th. But the first time the class gets together is on Wednesday, August 13th, and we go through everything that we've contemplated to get over the last week. So we were contemplating alone in self-study. We'll get together and we'll share, and we'll hear each other's insights, and that, of course, deepens everyone's insight when we do that. And so we do this for 4 weeks, 4 weeks of self-study contemplation and four classes. Again, the contemplation begins on August 7th, so you want to register by August 6th in order to have your workbook and all of that in time so you can start on August 7th. The class will meet each Wednesday, August 13th, August 20th, August 27th, and September 3rd from 7 to 9. That is Pacific time. So if you're on the East Coast, it's kind of late. It's 10 to midnight, but if you're a late nighter, you can still take the class. Four Wednesdays in a row, 7 to 9. Now, the next class that you're going to find listed on the classes menu is a class that's being offered in September. And Dove is the facilitator of this class. The name of the class is Core Message of A Course in Miracles. And Dove, are you here? Do you want to introduce your own class? I can turn the mic over to you. You can probably talk about it better than I can. I know he was here a moment ago. Let me just let go of the mic and see if Dove picks it up. Yep, okay, take the mic, Dove.
All right, thank you so much, Regina. Thanks for the opportunity to share what the course is about. It's a two-session class. Obviously, this is about reducing the learning curve to study A Course in Miracles, so it's not going to be a long course. It's going to be two sessions. In the first session, we're going to look at what is underneath what a lot of the course is speaking in words and concepts. And, of course, the course does say a lot of different things, and sometimes even Jesus will say, you know, if you want to find controversy in this course, you're going to find it. You even find conflict. But underneath it all, there is a unified message, a unified content. And we're asking those who want to take this particular course to actually come back on the second Monday, which would be the 15th of September, and do a minimum of 10 minutes of their sharing on what they see the content, the core message of the course is for them. And the core message of the course is going to be different for different people depending on where you are and what your experience is. It's kind of like looking at a giant mural on the wall of a museum. You know, you're going to see it from your perception, from what interests you. Others are going to see something else. But the main purpose for the course is not to just keep studying and studying and studying like I did. I feel I am perfectly given the experience to share this, and that it took me 27 years, and that ended in 2004. That's 10 years ago. 27 years to keep looking in that book, thinking that it's always going to be on the next page, the next paragraph, next year. It's always going to be just ahead of me. And I did happen to hear a 30-minute audio by Ken Wapnick back in June of 2004, in which I actually heard Jesus speak to me and say, you know, Dove, you know, keep looking in the book. You're not going to find yourself in a book. A book is concepts, words, symbols. You're not a concept or words or symbols. We will give that 30-minute audio to everyone that does take this this course, and we will discuss it in session number one. We'll probably play it in session number one, but we'll also ask everyone to do it as homework as well, to listen to it, and then to select something that really turns them on in the course, something that really speaks to them. And then come back in session number two, where graduation takes place after you complete at least a minimum of 10 minutes sharing on what you see Jesus is saying to you. So that's pretty much what it is. And thanks, Regina and all, for giving me an opportunity to share on it. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Dove. I'm happy it worked out that you were here so you could talk about it yourself. you know it better than I do. The third class that's on the classes menu won't be until October, so I'm only going to mention it now. We'll look at it when we get closer. But it is a six-week class called Introduction to NTI, and I will be the facilitator of that class. And so you can find information about all three of these classes, the Tao Te Ching, which you need to register for by this Thursday, Dove's Core Message of A Course in Miracles class, which doesn't begin until September 8th, so you got a little bit of time there, and then the NTI class, which isn't going to begin until October 24th, so you have a lot of time there. You could also find out about the Minister Preparation Program on the classes menu. There's lots of information about the program there if you want to go and look at that, and hopefully we'll be starting to offer that program again soon. I think it's five facilitators, four or five facilitators have been certified to teach that. And I'm just waiting for one of them to say that they are ready to go ahead and offer the course, and then we'll make that available to, I know some of you have been waiting to get started in that, so we hope to get that started real soon. So that is one of the things I wanted to talk about, was the new classes menu, and, you know, things are going to be added there ongoingly now, so that's a menu you're probably going to want to go and check and look at every now and then to see what's happening. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is our Awakening Together satsang that we have here in the room on the third Sunday of every month. Our next Awakening Together satsang will be 2 weeks from tonight on August 17th. And the guest is going to be a lady by the name of Chris Celine. And Chris Celine came to my attention when we started Awakening Together, and one of the things we were doing is building the website, and, you know, we had a, you know, I think we had 60 or 70 members right off the bat, so we had a, you know, 60 or 70 members, and one of the members was a person that I don't think I've ever met him. His name is Jonah Blue, and he was looking over the website, and he wrote to me and said, could you add my teacher to your link pages? Her name is Chris Celine. And so I went and looked at Chris Celine and said, oh, yeah, she's great. We can add her. And so you will find a link to her website on our links page. But just recently I asked Chris if she would like to be our guest for our next Awakening Together satsang, and she said yes. The only thing is she has satsangs on Sunday nights, so she's not available. So she said, how about if we pre-record it? And I said, yeah, we can do that. So I am actually going to meet with her on the 11th, and we will pre-record the satsang. And I'll check. I'll see if there's time in the room. If so, we'll go ahead and do even the pre-recording here live in the room. I'll get with Lynn and look at the schedule. But we'll pre-record it. And then what I will do is I will play the recording on Sunday, August 17th. But I want to share, in case you're like me, and you didn't know who Chris Celine was, I want to share a little with you about Chris Celine. First of all, you can check her out at chrisceline.org. That is chrisceline.org, chrisceline.org. And I'm just going to read her brief bio to you. My childhood world was one of abuse, repression, and terror. This is what I believed the world was about. Until, from my depths of despair, I began searching for a new way. My conscious spiritual journey began when I was called as a young adult, determined to find a new life and freedom from this limited world, to a higher quest for the truth of myself. I studied many forms of spiritual practice, including Buddhism, Native American, Judaism, and others, and soon became aware that the source of all life is within all traditions. Approximately 15 years ago, I entered into a deep shamanic healing path centered in the heart of Brazil. I remained fully committed and dedicated to my journey in this form for 8 years, healing most of the false ideas that I carried through all of my lifetimes. After this, I was called to enter a several-year retreat. During this time, I was guided to enter fully into the teaching of A Course in Miracles. I received the transmission completely through my heart and guided by my prayers, intention, and deep devotion to be healed of all that held me prisoner in this temporary illusion. My heart completely melted, and I awakened to the truth of all love. Since my awakening, I have dedicated my life to guide with radical gentleness and complete devotion all beloveds who have a deep desire to come home easily and gently. And I think I also want to just read a little bit to you from her website. This page is called A Greeting from Chris Celine. This will just give you kind of a feel for how she is. Beloved and holy ones, I am calling you to walk with ease and gentleness on the path of flower petals. I invite you to lay down your seeming defenses and allow the perceived wounds and pain and limitation of beliefs to be released into the soothing balm of love's compassion. Allow your heart to be opened to a new life, a life of undefended heart. Your sole purpose here on earth within this third dimension is to awaken to the truth of love and to remember the holiness of your true self. I call you to step out of the illusion of limitation and fall into the exquisite arms of love. I am here to call all of humanity to awaken to the truth of ordinary magnificence. I hold you completely in the magnificent truth of who you truly are. What a joy and honor it is to transmit through my heart the precious beauty of who you have always been. I revel in your perfection, the eternal present presence of your perfection. The truth of your perfection is radiating in every atom of all life and echoing the vibration of pure love. Here within the eternal, perfect moment of now, all of love invites and beckons you to release all that you have perceived as holding you prisoner. All doubt, conflict, limitation, perceived separation, wars, opinions, and judgment. Allow the perceived wounds of the past to gently heal in the radiation of God's ever-present truth. I offer you the miracle of love. The miracle is yours as you allow. As you say, yes, I am willing to release my opinions, my beliefs. The miracle can transform and heal all of those old, tired ideas of separation. Allow my love to unravel what stands in the way of peace and love. The grace of God can use every moment within the limitation of time to bring into your awareness the exquisite truth of love. My dearest beloveds, I see the truth of who you are and who you have always been. I revel in the one exquisite, ordinary, magnificent perfection that I see. The truth of you is not hidden from my heart. Our one sacred heart. I stand gently offering you the warmth and comfort of our love, affirming your magnificence and your eternal innocence. And I promise and guarantee you a life of ease, safety, calm, and complete uninhibited joy, and the form that is manifested will reflect your heart. Open your heart to what has always been the truth of your perfection. I adore you and hold you within our one sacred heart, my eternal love and blessings, Chris Celine. So that's a little bit of an introduction to Chris. Okay, so Alex is saying he'd found awakened-heart.org. That would be her as well. Yeah. So she will be our pre-recorded guest, unfortunately, because she's not available on Sundays, but she will be our guest on August 17th here in the room. So please come. And again, that's this exact same time. It begins at 8 p.m. Eastern. Yes, she lives in Ashland, Oregon. Exactly. All right, super. So now I am ready to share what I promised last time that I would share, which begins with what is the difference between the board of directors and the member board of trustees. And in fact, let me just go ahead and share a couple links with you as I talk. That will be a little easier. The first link I'm sharing with you is a link that tells who all is on the board of directors. And recently, just in the last month, you may have seen we added a new person to the board of directors, and that is Myron Jones. And we added Myron because you all had nominated her. She was the most nominated person for the member board of trustees, but she declined the nomination, but then when we nominated her instead for the board of directors, she accepted. And it may have been that announcement that caused some of you to say, well, what's the difference between the two? Why would she decline the member board of trustees and accept the board of directors? Well, Awakening Together from the very beginning was set up to be an organization where the leadership is really spread out. You know, Foundation for the Holy Spirit, which is really where Awakening Together came from, was just me. Just me. And what I really felt called to do was create an organization that was all of us in every way. You know, so like Foundation for the Holy Spirit, it was Regina Don Acres and the teachings of Regina Don Acres. So NTI was included, Inner Ramana was included. Awakening Together includes every spiritual path that points to truth. You see, it's much, much broader than Regina Don Acres. And of course, we're opening up to anyone who feels called to can be a minister. There's not just one minister of this church. You know, lots of churches have just one minister, but anybody who wants to be a minister can. From the very beginning, we had three ministers, and those three ministers have always taught on Sundays. It's never been just one person. And as we get more ministers, those who want to will be added to that rotation. And also the leadership and the decision making about what this organization is, it needs to include many. And so with this vision in mind, those of us who got together, and by the way, the first three people who really got together to build Awakening Together were me, Jacqueline Eckert, and Thomas Conway. We're the three that got together in the beginning, and then others began to be added as we found we needed more skills. But when Tom and Jacqueline and I got together and we started talking about how to take this vision and create a legal organization, the process that we kind of came up with was a two-tiered board rather than just one board. We have a board called Member Board of Trustees. The Member Board of Trustees is the board that is responsible for the day-to-day management of the organization. You know, so one of the things the board is still doing, because believe it or not, a year later, we are still in the building process, building this organization legally the way it needs to be built. And so one thing that the board does, the Member Board of Trustees, is we draft all policies. Now, somebody who really doesn't like, you know, administration may say, well, why do you need policies? You know, policies suck. And the reason we need policies is, again, because of the initial vision. The initial vision is we don't have just one person calling all the shots. So when somebody, you know, calls me up, for example, or emails me and says, hey, Regina, can I have a scholarship to this upcoming retreat? Well, the truth is, in Awakening Together, Regina doesn't have the authority to make that decision. You know, because no one person has any type of authority like that. So what we agreed to together as a member board of trustees is a policy that outlines how we will give scholarships. And now if somebody calls and says, hey, Regina, can I have a scholarship? I have something to say back to them because I have a policy. So the policy is something that we've all agreed to and we all follow. Also, then, you know, we're not left up to preference. It's not like, oh, yeah, you're my friend. You can have a scholarship. Oh, no, I don't like you. You can't have a scholarship. You know, because everything's by policy. So the policy keeps us uniform, but we decide on the policy as a group. If there are any kinds of problems that should arise in Awakening Together, the Member Board of Trustees would handle that. Now, so far, problems have not been our problem, so I don't have a lot of examples. Mostly what we've been doing. Gosh, Danielle, are you around? I could really use water, please.
Okay.
I'm waterless and very dry. Can you guys hear that? I need water. Okay, so mainly what we've been doing is still the building process. You know, like we build the website, we decide together what's going to be on the website, where it's going to go. We all read the new pages. We all offer suggestions. We're building the policies, you know, just mostly what the Member Board of Trustees has been doing for the last year and a half and continues to do is this building process. So I think I saw somebody write earlier something like the Member Board of Trustees are the workers. And yeah, that's it, the workers. We're the ones doing the work. But another important part, another important part of awakening together is that we are based on a purpose and core values. And sometimes, and most of the time in organizations, if you start studying organizations, whether they're spiritual organizations or corporate organizations or charitable organizations, it doesn't matter. Hold on. I have my water. Let me drink. Okay, thank you. One thing that organizations tend to do when they get caught up in the daily, day-to-day stuff is they forget their purpose and vision. Purpose and visions, you know, and core values, they hang on the wall somewhere, but nobody really looks at them. Nobody pays any attention to them. That's very standard in the world. Anybody who's ever worked at a company probably knows that. We didn't want that to happen to us. We didn't want to get so involved in the day-to-day as the member board of trustees that we forgot to literally make our decisions based on our core values and our purpose. So that is the purpose of the board of directors, which is the second board in a two-tier process. The board of directors is not involved in the details. So they don't get lost in the day-to-day discussions and the day-to-day problems if the problems begin to arise. Instead, they're kind of further back. You know, like that song, what's that song about, somebody help me, about how God, you know, God is so far back from the world that God only sees the beauty. I really tore that up. I'm not good at quoting things, but maybe somebody got it out of that. Anyway, the board of directors is so far back that they're not caught up in the details. They're not prejudiced by anything that's going on. They just are focused on the core values, on the purpose of the organization. And what they do is they oversee what the member board of trustees does. Whoops, we're losing each other again. Okay, I'm back. They oversee what the member board of trustees is doing to make sure that we are, as Jacqueline has just put in the room, consistent with the purpose and core values. To make sure that we aren't getting off track based on biases, prejudices, being too close to the details. And I think that's Alex is asking, how did you come up with the structure of Awakening Together? To be honest, Tom and Jacqueline and I did it. It's our brainchild, and Jacqueline is a lawyer, and she checked to make sure that it was legal, a two-tier structure, and found that it was. But it was literally our brainchild as we discussed this. So the primary difference between the board of directors and the member board of trustees is that the member board of trustees meets every other week. We constantly have projects going on. We're constantly working on things. And at this point, we are still building the organization the way it needs to be built to meet IRS law, IRS regulations, and vision. The board of directors meets quarterly, and they review our work and make sure that we are not getting off track, that we are staying consistent with our purpose and core values. So the board of directors have a lot of authority, but they don't have to do as much work. They don't meet as often. They're just reviewing. So that's the primary difference between the board of directors and the member board of trustees. Now the board of directors, the chairman of the board of directors is Phil Frisk, who is also one of the ministers. You all have probably heard him on Sunday morning. He was also one of the founders of Foundation for the Holy Spirit. In fact, when Foundation for the Holy Spirit started, it was Phil, Dove, and me. We were the three originals, and we're the three ministers, the three who were ordained as Awakening Together was founded. So the three original founders are all three ministers. Phil Frisk is the chairman of the board. Norma Clark, who you might not know. She's a little more on the background, but she is a huge supporter. She was a huge supporter of Foundation for the Holy Spirit and a huge supporter of Awakening Together. She is the vice chairperson of the board. Raina Avalon is the treasurer on the board of directors. Barbara Dearwater is the secretary of the board of directors. David Fishman also serves on the board of directors and is one of our founding ministers. And then Myron Jones just most recently was brought on the board of directors because of your interest in her as a leader in the organization. And again, they're the overseers. Now, the member board of trustees, and I can't give you that link because last time I got kicked out, I didn't take the time to log in as an admin. But if there's another admin in the room and you want to give the link, just go to our website, About Us, and then you'll see member board trustees, and you can put that link in the room. The member board, people on the member board of trustees are me, Jacqueline Eckert. Jacqueline is the vice president of Awakening Together, and she is also our legal representative. She's our lawyer. Lynn Johnson, who you all know because she's our sanctuary director. Tom Conway, who was one of the original three that began planning Awakening Together. Jay McCormick, who came on to Awakening Together because we needed some web skills, so he is our webmaster. Nikki Dobson, who came on Awakening Together, I think primarily because of my relationship with her in the Community Miracles Center minister program. I was in that program with her, and for some reason, her and I kept getting paired together to work together, so we knew each other well. So when I knew that we were going to develop a minister program for Awakening Together, I thought it would be nice to have a second pair of eyes looking over everything I write, and I invited Nikki to be that second pair of eyes. David Hemphill then joined the member board of trustees mainly out of pure interest. Even though David wasn't on the member board of trustees, he kept showing up at meetings and he kept volunteering to do things. And eventually we said, well, heck, shall we make him a trustee? And the answer was yes. So because he was just acting as one from the very beginning, he now is one. And then most recently through our first annual election, you all have voted in Jennifer Miley Nahulu, Ken Gibson, and Teddy Poppy, and their first trustee meeting will be tomorrow, except Jennifer won't be there because it's her birthday and she's going out to dinner. She'll be at the next one. But the first meeting for those three is tomorrow. So that answers the question about what is the board of directors and what is the member board of trustees? And yeah, checks and balances. Yeah. And a lot of people involved. We want a lot of people involved, and this puts a lot of people involved at a leadership level. But the truth is we wanted even more people involved. So another part of our structure besides the two boards is subcommittees. I hope I can get through this before my voice goes out. In a moment, I'll turn over the mic and let some other people talk. That will help give me a break. I think I said Teddy. I think I said Teddy, Ken Gibson, and Miley. But if not, Teddy Poppy, Ken Gibson, and Miley are all on the trustees now. All right, so because we wanted even more people involved in leadership and decision-making and being a part of Awakening Together, another part that's written right into our Constitution is subcommittees. Subcommittees do a whole lot of planning and decision making, and we have several subcommittees that are already active, and we hope to have more subcommittees in the future. And what I've done is I've invited some of the subcommittee chairs to come tonight and talk about their subcommittees, although I'm not sure they were all able to make it. I do see that Jacqueline is here. And I do need a break. So I'll probably let Jacqueline talk about... Oh, Lynn's here too. Okay, good. So maybe Lynn has her hand up. Maybe I'll let her go first. I'll let Lynn talk about her subcommittees. She has two subcommittees. So Lynn, why don't you go ahead and talk about those, and I'll rest my throat. The mic is yours.
All right, anything to give you a rest of your throat. And I'm helping watch my grandson while my daughter gets a tattoo. So so that's why I volunteered to go first. But I have, I'm the director of the sanctuary, And so this room here with all the admins that have been joining up and becoming admins with us, I have an admin subcommittee. And the subcommittee actually helped to revise our sanctuary policies, our sanctuary policy. The subcommittee helps out with doing different things, helping people with their connections, just doing whatever we can to help the admins to be better admins. So that I have, and if you become an admin, you have an opportunity to join the admin subcommittee, and actually I need more people on the admin subcommittee. So I hope there's sound. okay, good. So that's the admin subcommittee. And then the other subcommittee that I have that I also need help with is the events communication subcommittee. And the events communication subcommittee is supposed to help really promote and advertise and communicate the events that we're having. And since I'm in charge of the subcommittee, I kind of got in charge of it by default because I was the one who said, hey, somebody should be doing something to communicate these events so that we can get people to join us. And so it kind of went out, well, if you want to do that, then, you know, have a subcommittee to do it. So some of the things that the I know, be careful what you say at a member board meeting. Some of the things that I need help with are, you know, people that know something about graphics, that know something about communications, making brochures or flyers or handouts, contacting, for instance, for the meeting that we're having in Santa Barbara, I would love to be able to make a brochure to send out to the local health food stores and metaphysical bookstores and stuff that they could put up in their place of business that would advertise our event and maybe get some local people to come. I made a video for the event that we had here in Canyon City with Diedrich Wolsack and the Choose Again. I don't know how effective that was, but I've made events pages on Facebook for our events, and I'm trying to advertise events through Facebook as well. So I'm not a promoter. I don't really know anything about it. I'm just doing what Spirit is kind of guiding me to do. But the one thing that Spirit's guiding me to do is to ask for help. And so thank you for saying that video was wonderful, Jacqueline. I appreciate that very much. But anyway, that's what my two subcommittees are. And if you're interested, please contact me at my email, mlynn811@yahoo.com. And I would be happy to... But anyway, that's me. Thank you. Thank you, Regina. That's me, and I'll give up the mic now for Jacqueline.
Hey, everybody. How's my volume? Am I okay? Okay, excellent. Thank you. All right, so I am, good, I am chair of the Benevolence Subcommittee, this committee, frankly, kind of grew out of our scholarship committee. We determined to provide scholarships to I don't know if Jay's going to talk about that because I don't think he's here, but I'm sure Regina will later. But, you know, we determined that we would want to offer scholarships, you know, to help those people who would like to attend events but could not afford it. And out of that discussion came the idea of giving back, you know, kind of the tithing idea, but not limiting it to scholarships, but in fact extending it to those people who needed help with meeting their primary needs, their daily needs, food, electricity, toiletries. I mean, really, people who didn't have the wherewithal to even meet their own needs, perhaps we could help them. We have a budget of 5% of the Awakening Together budget, and we are scheduled to meet 2 times a month, but I can tell you we've not yet done that because I don't have any committee members. We did get a request recently, and we pulled together an ad hoc committee. Barb and Lynn and David have been sitting with me on that committee, and we are meeting the needs of one family who has requested our help with that. People who want our help fill out an application, and we review the application and their needs, do a little discussion with them, and then see if we can't help them meet those needs that we've been discussing here. In addition to helping individual members with their primary needs, we've also determined to help other organizations who meet the needs of individuals, so that Awakening Together members can request that we make donations to other organizations. For example, Regina recently requested that we help a fellow who is working with orphans in Africa. So we're trying to get the structure in place to make those types of donations as well. Again, we're scheduled to meet 2 times monthly unless the meetings are canceled. So it would depend on whether or not we had requests, whether or not we would need to meet. This latest request we had, we frankly only met once by a conference call, and we've done quite a bit of emailing back and forth for the particulars. I'd love to have anybody who's interested in this type of consideration to please join us in that. And I see I've got a commercial, so I'm hanging up.
I'm left on the mic. Mountains.
Okay, yeah, thank you. And that gave me a time to kind of suck on a butterscotch candy, so I think maybe my throat's in a little better shape. I appreciate it. But, yeah, anybody who wants to help out on the Benevolence Committee by reviewing requests for financial assistance, please contact Jacqueline. If you don't know how to contact Jacqueline, you can just go to the Awakening Together website underneath About Us, and then just go ahead and click on contact and send an email through that. That will come to me, but I will forward it to Jacqueline. She's also just put her email in the room, lightinthedream@yahoo.com. As she mentioned, the scholarship subcommittee, which Jay leads, I'm aware of some of the people that are on the subcommittee, but not all of them. I think Kathy Smith, who's in the room, is on the subcommittee. Kathy, if you're in the room, if you can type the names of the others. I know Tony Ponticello, I think, is on the subcommittee, and there's one or two other people on the subcommittee. But when we have Awakening Together events, like the two events we have coming up in Santa Barbara in September, people who want to go but cannot afford to pay the fee are able to apply for a scholarship, either a full scholarship or a partial scholarship. And the subcommittee reviews those scholarships. Again, they also have a budget, and it is 5% of the Awakening Together budget. So basically, 10% of our revenue, we give back. That's the way it's working right now. 5% of it we give back as scholarships, and 5% of it we give back as benevolence. And so they have a budget. They know exactly how many scholarships they can give out, and it's actually fairly generous. That's okay, so Christian Lee's on the subcommittee as well. Thank you. It's actually fairly generous. I think it is. It's not too tight. So if people need to apply for a scholarship, they can apply. The scholarship committee reviews it according to our scholarship policy and then awards the scholarships based on their discussion and our policy. I don't think anybody is needed for the scholarship subcommittee right now, but if you need to apply for a scholarship for an event, when you go to the Awakening Together website, events, and click on the event you're interested in, there on that page you will find a link that allows you to go ahead and apply for a scholarship. Jay McCormick is also the chairman of our webmaster subcommittee, the people who build our website. And even though we appear to have a very nice website, we actually have additional vision for the website, and we're still in the building process. In fact, one thing we really want to build is a members section of the website, where in order to get to the information on that section, you have to be a member and you have to log in. And that will allow us to do things like, you know, like we can set up a section of the website where you guys can communicate with each other. Let's say someone is traveling across America and you want to say, I'm going to be in this town and this town and this town. Is there anybody there that I can stay with? You know, those types of informal communications that really should be in more of a closed area of the website, those kinds of things can happen there. And in fact, we have several ideas. A suggestion box will be in that section of the website. In the future, we'll do our elections in that section of the website. Oh, Regina's been kicked out? Oh, I didn't know it this time. You can't hear me? Okay, I'm still here. Okay, good. Usually I know when I'm kicked out. That time I didn't see it. Oh, you were talking to Joe. Okay, good. But anyway, so we are still building the website. And so, Jay does need people on the webmaster subcommittee that have different types of skills. Jennifer Miley Nahulu is on the webmaster subcommittee. She has good graphics skills. Alex, I don't remember your last name, but Alex recently joined the webmaster subcommittee, and I understand he's doing all kinds of things, but when Jay tells me what he's doing, I can't even understand, you know, how that technical stuff is. Renga, oh, it's a lot, almost like Regina. We're very similar. You know, so, but if there's someone else who has some skills and would like to help out on the webmaster subcommittee, again, you can contact Jay, or you could just contact me through the contact box on the website, and I'll forward it to Jay. That would be a great help. I don't know if Nikki is here. Let's see. I do not see Nikki. But Nikki is the chair of our Featured Talks website. Our Featured Talks subcommittee. One vision that we had from the very beginning was a vision to post certain talks from the room on the website. But the way we want to do it is we want to make sure that the talks we post fully reflect our purpose and our core values. So, for example, we don't want to get into the habit of posting Course in Miracles talk after Course in Miracles talk after Course in Miracles talk, because then that starts to look like we are just a Course in Miracles group. So we want to be sure to post, you know, really inspirational talks from A Course in Miracles, from, you know, Cindy Tevens, from, you know, just the Bhagavad Gita, from Way of Mastery, from the Tao Te Ching, you know, just from all different sources. What we're really looking for on the Featured Talks Committee is people who have the time to kind of either listen in the room or listen in audios for talks that are really strong and inspirational and point directly to truth, but also from a variety of sources. So like I said, not always from just one source. So that when you go to the Featured Talks section of our website, you see all of these audios that point really well towards truth, but they're coming from a lot of different traditions or original sources. So if you're someone who has time to listen in the room or listen to audios and you like the idea of picking out really strong talks from a variety of speakers and a variety of traditions to kind of represent on the website, we'd love to have you join the Featured Talk subcommittee. Nikki does need help on that subcommittee as well. Again, you can, we have lots of recorded audios. We just need someone who can listen. And also, he says maybe sometimes edit them. So if you would like to do that, again, go to the Awakening Together website under About Us, contact, email, let us know you're interested in the Featured Talks subcommittee, and I'll put you in touch with Nikki, because we would love to continually. Our original vision was to post at least one audio a week, and we haven't kept up with that, although we do have a lot of good audios there. If you haven't looked, you can go and have a look. Let's see. I have a couple of subcommittees myself. One of my subcommittees is the events subcommittee. This is a subcommittee that will be responsible for planning future events. Although I do have some people on this subcommittee, we haven't met yet because I've still been working on the current events, the Santa Barbara events. I haven't been ready to sit down and start saying, okay, what should we do next? So I kind of want to get through the Santa Barbara events, see how that works out, get our lessons learned there, and then get with the events subcommittee and begin planning what's next. Let's see, the people on my subcommittee are Barbara Dearwater, Ken Gibson, and Dolores, who is in the room as DZ, D-E-E-Z-E-E. And I still have room for one more person. And again, we haven't even had our first meeting yet, and we won't until after the Santa Barbara event. So if there's one other person, oh, Teddy says he wants to be on that committee. Okay. So that would be the additional person then. So we will be meeting, and one of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be not just coming up with ideas ourselves, but we will be taking time to survey the membership to see what the membership is really interested in, to see what would be helpful. So we'll be communicating with all of you all as we do that as well. Let me see what I am missing when it comes to subcommittees. We talked about event communication, sanctuary administration, webmaster, featured talks, events planning, scholarship, benevolence. That's really it for right now. Those are our subcommittees. So that kind of answers the types of questions that you asked me to talk about. We've talked about what the board of directors is, the overseers, the member board of trustees, the workers, and the subcommittees, more workers, all volunteers. The only paid workers are Lynn and myself. We're the only two full-time paid workers. Everyone else is a volunteer, but hopefully no one else puts in the amount of hours that we put in. Is there a list of subcommittees and their chairs online? Not yet. So that's a great thing to get to the webmaster subcommittee and see if we can get that page built. I think we have a page. Let me look under four members. We used to have a page of where we needed volunteers, but I don't even see that right now. So so that's something that we'll have to look at, but I don't think that page exists right now. So you can bring that up at tomorrow's meeting if you remember to, Jacqueline. All right. Well, that then, unless there's a question for me, concludes the monthly membership meeting. I do notice Samurai's hand up, but I don't know who Samurai is. So, yeah. Does anybody else have a question for me before I let go of the meeting? All right, then I'm going to let go of the meeting, and I'm not sure who's next on the mic, but somebody is waiting to take the mic right now at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll be back in an hour at 10 p.m. To go over the daily contemplation. Okay, Lynn, the mic is yours.